You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we'll find out about new rules from the Environmental Protection Agency that will let states have more choice in how they regulate emissions from coal power plants.
First, with fall just around the corner, some of us might be trying to squeeze in that last-minute summer vacation. Deciding on a destination, getting tickets, and actually traveling there can be a lot to handle.
That's why our next guest says that if we're looking to rest, recharge, or even get in touch with ourselves, a staycation is our best bet. Staying at home might not seem exciting, but we might be surprised with how much there is to enjoy.
Efrat Livni is a writer, lawyer, and contributor to the website Quartz. Her recent piece there is called The Most Relaxing Vacation You Can Take is Going Nowhere at All. Efrat, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So there's a lot to do, there's a lot to enjoy when we do travel to new places, but do you think that there is a pressure that people feel to go somewhere when they have vacation time?
I do, and I am a huge advocate of travel, but like serious travel. So study abroad or working abroad or spending a chunk of time somewhere and then in that place staycationing. But also at home, I think we have a better chance of unwinding. Like going somewhere means dealing with a lot of pressure and new experiences, and that's not really relaxing.
And I think there can be a sense of pressure to go somewhere when we have time off. And I have to admit, I put a lot of that pressure on myself that it's not a real vacation unless I'm leaving home. But do we also get pressure from other people?
I think so. And probably the more you're on Instagram or social media generally, you have this feeling that everybody's jet setting and they're doing stuff and you should have cool pictures of some exotic locales. But there's not really, it's just a false obligation. There's not really that's pressure, like you say, that's created by us and isn't real.
And that brings us to the staycation. And I'm a firm believer in this. I've done several throughout my time working here, and there definitely is something to be said for it. And Efrat, when you take a staycation, what is it about the staycation that you really like and that you like to do during one?
So I like not having a sense. I like the unwinding of time. So I'm pretty productive, and I really like doing. I like being busy. But the idea of it's even a little scary sometimes to just have days that are unplanned and you don't exactly know what will happen. But there's a good chance that you can read a whole book in a day or like wander somewhere. So I like the unfolding of time that I think is easier to do when you're just hanging around.
I have to say, I am not as good as Chris. I have not really taken many staycations, but there was actually a week in June that we were supposed to go away somewhere, and our plans had to change kind of last minute, about 10 days before we were planning to go. So it was really not enough time to plan a new trip. So I took a staycation, and I have to say, I really enjoyed it. And I wasn't able to just totally let it go freeform, but I did tell myself, like, okay, I'm going to spend 2 hours a day in the garden, which, you know, if I had been really like pushing myself, it would have been like, I should spend 8 hours a day in the garden. But I was like, 2 hours a day in the garden, I'm going to take a nap every day. And I really enjoyed it. And I did come back to work feeling really refreshed and recharged. Is that one of the benefits of the staycation?
That's definitely one of the benefits. I think it's that because you're not running around, you're really just reveling in like the time and space around you. And so you come back and you feel fresh. I think when you're going on a trip and you're planning and you're packing and airports and getting places, and then you come back and you need a whole vacation from your vacation. So the staycation solves that problem.
And I think some people might think like, okay, this is my vacation time. And even if I'm going to do a staycation, I got to go out and I got to do fun things. I got to, you know, sit around and read, or I got to go outside. You know, I shouldn't be like vacuuming the floors or doing the chores around the house that I've been putting off and putting off. And you say, well, who cares? Like, you are in charge of your own staycation. Is that right?
Yeah, I do think that, though. I noticed that even when I was talking about the story with editors beforehand, they were super wary, like, well, does that mean I gotta, can I clean out my closet? And I was like, yeah, of course, why not? But I think that shows the level of pressure that you guys were referring to, that this feeling we have that we don't have a lot of time. We need to make the most of it. And somehow making the most of it is like making a production of it.
Efrat Livni is a writer, lawyer, and contributor to the website Quartz, and her recent piece that we're discussing is called The Most Relaxing Vacation You Can Take is Going Nowhere at All. And I think as a culture, Efrat, we are not very good at unstructured time, and you just look at kids and how structured their schedules are and how they're so activity-focused, not just kind of free play. I think it's hard for a lot of us to relax without having things scheduled out. Do you have some tips on how we can maybe use our staycation to learn to be a little less structured?
Yeah, so I think that it's true we're afraid of the time, and I contend like we're a little bit afraid of ourselves. We're afraid of being bored, we're afraid of I don't know what exactly, but we do feel pressure to rush around. And so then I think the way that you deal with it is that you just say, like, you know, I'm going to let this day or this morning happen however it happens, or I'm just going to walk to the park or do like tiny things and attempt to sort of face this fear, because it's a construction. Like, we don't really, there's nothing to be afraid of if you spend some time with yourself, but it is rare to have that time, and we don't see it as a luxury. We're constantly trying to fill time instead of letting time unwind.
I'm also curious too, we hear a lot of news stories these days about American workers leaving vacation time on the table, you know, leaving hours and hours every year. And I'm wondering if part of that can be explained sort of by what you're talking about, maybe this fear of having to do the planning, the stress of all of that, and if that could be alleviated by more people just taking some staycations.
It maybe could be, but they would have to be willing to think of doing nothing. And I do, it's a more radical notion for some people than maybe it should be, because we're not used to it. We're just not used to the idea of unstructured time. And so that's precisely why I think it's good, though, because we need to find out that we're fine. We're fine, and there's plenty to do. And even if there's nothing to do, the time passes and you'll feel good.
Are there other countries where people have embraced this idea and are better at it than Americans seem to be? Because I think Americans really, we didn't talk about staycations until the recession and when traveling was really financially not an option anymore.
So I don't know if there are countries that, so I know that the British, for example, their notion of a staycation is traveling, but within Britain. So that doesn't exactly qualify as like hanging around your home city or wherever you live, hanging around home. But I do think that we're more intent on spending time productively in the U.S. Like, we feel like we need to get something out of time. The idea of just kind of hanging around and doing nothing seems to me to be more alien here than other cultures that I know better, like, you know, like the French or the even Israelis, who are pretty high strung, are really good at hanging out. So it seems to me that it's a particularly American problem.
I was just going to say, maybe it comes from that Puritan work ethic thing.
I think so. And interestingly, some of the first vacation, like the first locations to vacation in the U.S., like in the mid-19th century, I believe, were organized so that they were religious and organized in such a way that the time was structured, and so that people didn't fall into whatever happens when you're idle, you know, so that they wouldn't sin, or maybe they wouldn't think too much, or whatever happens when you're not super scheduled.
We are talking right now to writer Efrat Livni about why a staycation might be a better idea than a stressful trip away from home.
And you can join in at 800-642-1111. 1234. When you get vacation time, do you look forward to staying at home? If so, do you just relax or do you plan to do things you normally don't have the time for? What have you learned about your community or yourself? Or if you prefer to travel, tell us why. How do you keep the vacation stress to a minimum? And can you, as Efrat said, can you do a staycation once you get to where you're traveling to? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us here on Central Time.
We're talking with Efrat Livni. She's a writer, lawyer, and contributor to Quartz.com. She recently wrote about the benefits of spending our vacation time at home.
And we're also taking your calls at 800-642-1234. If you like staying at home when you're on vacation, tell us why. What do you like to do on a staycation? Have you discovered something new about your area? Or if you like to travel, do you build any relaxing, unstructured time into your trips? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And we're already hearing from some listeners. So let's go straight to the phones and go to Lake Geneva and hear from Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for calling.
Hi. So we have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. And we usually love to travel. But this year for our vacation, we had a big staycation. We just camped where we live in Lake Geneva, and we did all of the little things that usually we see the tourists doing. Like we went to our little safari and, you know, some local places that we would never go to otherwise. And it was awesome. It was relaxing. And we didn't have to worry about any of the travel hassle.
Jenny, thank you so much for that call. And Efrat, I'm wondering, do we too often overlook being a tourist in our own city? And if so, is that bad?
Yeah, absolutely. We do overlook it, and it is kind of a shame. So people come to the places where we live, where almost anywhere people come to visit, just like we'll go to far-flung locales. But in our daily busyness, we certainly don't stop to visit or appreciate the tourist locales. So I do think that the staycation and exactly what Jenny was saying, like going and exploring your own territory as if it was new to you, is a great idea.
And we did a segment actually just a month or two ago about the idea that we rarely leave our neighborhood or our town, and that, you know, there's a lot to be said for going and exploring that next town over, maybe finding a new restaurant that you really like or a new great place to take a walk. And I think there is something, you know, if it's close by, we tend to think it's not as exciting as something, you know, farther away that might seem more exotic. But I think, Efrat, that there's also that's something that stays with you. You explore those places and you feel better about where you live as a result.
Yeah, and you're situated in, you understand the place that you're occupying, which is great, especially when you go back to work and you have no time to see it anymore, but you have a better sense of your space. So I actually think it's a really good idea to wander around where you are.
Back to the phones now at 800-642-1234. Lisa joins us next, and Lisa is in Janesville. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I was just calling because when your guest speaker was talking about people in Britain and holiday vacation, we lived there for 2.5 years, and we made quite a few friends that were from there. And, you know, I noticed when they went away, they would maybe go an hour or two to an estate, and they would have an afternoon tea, and they would stroll around the gardens. And it was a much more relaxed perspective, where even here we do that. We have to see this and we have to fit that in, and it becomes a crunch to see how much you can do versus just enjoying the moments of where you are at.
Lisa, thank you so much for that call. And that kind of reminded me of a recent vacation that I took. This is not the UK by any means, but I took a vacation out to Seattle with my wife. And, you know, we spent the days doing the touristy stuff. You know, we went to the Space Needle, we wandered around, and we took the light rail. And we were home every day at like 7 o'clock. And I think the biggest adjustment for me was being like, okay, now it's okay to sit down. Like, we ended up watching Netflix for a few hours, and it was great. And I think the hardest part was like, sort of giving yourself the permission to do that and not folding to the pressure of like, oh my gosh, I'm in the city and I have to do all of these things. And it sounds like from what we're hearing, Efrat, that that can be a hard thing for people to do.
Yeah, well, we're very accomplishment oriented, and I'm not totally sure who we're proving it to, you know, but we do seem to feel that like the best use of time is to have ticked a bunch of stuff off a list, even though it's not really what makes us feel the best. Like you're saying, you know, why not spend a night watching movies? Great.
We're talking with Efrat Livni about her piece for Quartz that's about the benefits of staycations. And let's go back to the phones, and Philip in Mount Pleasant is up. Hi, Philip.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Let me put my 2 cents worth. I got gray hair, so about 30 years ago, when we didn't have the smartphone and all this, the best staycation advice I got was pull the plug of telephone so nobody knows you are in town. Order the best food in the restaurants that you know in town. Go for a movie, read the book, and best of all, your wife does not have to do a thing. Get a maid, come 3 times a day, do the bed, do the dishes. You still come out much cheaper, and you get the best thing that you never knew about your city.
Thank you so much for that, Philip. And Philip brings up a point that you brought up, Efrat, that when you're not spending the money to stay in a hotel, to either drive or fly somewhere, you can treat yourself to the best restaurant in town and still come out way ahead.
Yeah, it's super relaxing. It's a great, like, you can pretend you're saving money by splurging. So that's kind of a nice trick.
And I have to say props to Philip for including the cost of a maid in there so that everybody gets a vacation.
Philip sounds like he's figured out life, and I'm really inspired by that. So, Philip, thank you so much for your call, and we will go back to your calls now. Again, the number is 800-642-1234, and we're talking about staycations. Marianne joins us now, and Marianne is in Huntley, Illinois. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Well, staycation, I am a work-at-home person, so I work remotely from my house. And so staying at home is not quite that appealing to me. However, we do have 3 children that are located, one in Colorado, one in North Carolina, and one down in Georgia. So we kind of do a staycation. We do a long weekend every time we can get some good flight prices. And then we go down there and do a staycation at their house. And so then we explore the different areas of where they live. So it's kind of like staying at home, but not really.
I love that idea of taking a staycation at somebody else's house because you get to have all the vacation fun without any of the work. So I'm totally on board with that. Marianne, thank you so much for the call. And Efrat, I mean, you're not saying here, absolutely go on a staycation. You have to do this. It sounds like what you're saying is do what works for you in your situation and do it. And don't worry about what anyone else thinks.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's just... don't feel any pressure. Like, because it's your free time, you don't have to feel any pressure to do anything anyway anybody says. And even getting used to that idea is a little hard for us, so I guess it has to be said.
Let's go back to the phones, and Sherry in Milwaukee is up. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. My comment is just, when did it become this obsession to have to go somewhere? I mean, I'm a little older. To me, it was always, you can just stay home, relax, sleep in. And then also, isn't it a lot to do with finance? I mean, it seems like you have to have a lot of money to go on these trips. Doesn't that make a difference, too?
Thanks for that, Sherry. And that is a really interesting point, Efrat. If we spend all this money on a trip, but it causes more stress before and after as we try to pay it off, maybe we're not kind of getting that relax and recharge element.
Absolutely. Also, there shouldn't be the feeling, which I do think that we have, that that it's necessarily obvious that there's extra money to spend on that kind of adventure. I do think there's more of a feeling now that we have to announce that we've been somewhere or are going somewhere. But you know, there are a lot of other demands on our finances, and maybe just spending a week in a hotel isn't possible or optimal.
You know, that call sort of got me thinking about, I've seen a lot of pieces online recently. You know, for a long time, there was this concept, and it's still out there, you know, fear of missing out and FOMO. And yeah. Now I'm hearing people say, actually, it's the other way around. There's the joy of missing out, and some people call it JOMO, which I think is pretty funny. But I mean, like, and do you think there's something to that concept that, you know, by missing out on, you know, potentially all these things that, you know, maybe we're expected to do or see, that we're actually gaining something?
Oh, absolutely. So you're only ever missing out if you feel like you're missing out, because we're always missing out on a ton of stuff. Like, whatever happened in the time we were talking, a lot of stuff happened. You know, like,
and we
we're always missing out. And so that feeling is that it's attached to the, it is, I think it's exacerbated by our tech culture, but that feeling that like somebody else is doing something better that you should have been a part of is, again, false, and can be like, even if it arises, it doesn't mean that we have to give into it. Like, you can have a pang like, oh, I missed out, and then remind yourself that there's nothing to miss. Like, you are where you are.
And as we wrap up, Efrat, what are you looking forward to for your next chunk of vacation time?
So usually, well, I live right near the water in Sarasota, Florida, so I'm usually pretty psyched, like, for every weekend, because I can just go out on the water whenever I want. And I staycation every weekend. Like, I have a policy of making no plans ever on weekends. But right now there's a red tide, so there are a lot of there's a lot of fish like dying in the water, so it's a bit depressing. And I imagine that to the extent that I will stay home and do nothing, I'll probably just sit in the air conditioning and read books.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, Efrat, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. It was really fun.
Efrat Livni is a writer, lawyer, and contributor to Quartz.com. She joined us to talk about why she thinks that the stay-at-home vacation just might be the one for you.